This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know, I'm not trying to toot my horn here. Alex Jones back live. I'm really upset. I'm really worried. I mean, when my dad was in high school, he was already going to UT, and he told me about this stuff when I was a kid. Information energy, information currencies, how they had CD-ROMs in like the mid-60s, but secret nuclear reactors. Of course, later, it's all come out. That was just standard. That was just standard for anybody that was being, you know, groomed for the technocracy. And there are millions of people in the technocracy now, and they know all about this. And they talk to you like you're a child, and they're building this whole thing, and then now we're told Trump is looking to adopt. Now, again, I don't just believe the Washington Post, but then I went and looked it up. Ivanka and one of Trump's best friends that heads up this group is proposing DARPA do all this is a friend of Trump's and has said that Trump is looking to launch this. Now, whether that's true or not, they're trying to test balloon AI that's already watching and listening to us, spying on us and controlling our behavior and extrajudicially, outside due process, finding us guilty of thought crime. Paul, we are now living something far stranger than 1984.
Well, Orwell couldn't even predict the levels of technology and how much they'd be interlinked, you know, when he wrote that book over half a century ago. It's at a point in China now. I keep seeing articles in the mainstream media saying, oh, it's not networked together. They'll never get it sorted out. It's online to be all networked together in 2020. They've already got areas in China, Shandong province, where people's trustworthiness rankings, again, based on their personal behavior, their political opinions, what they buy, what TV programs they watch, where their trustworthiness rankings are displayed at the entrance to their own houses. So you can tell if this person's been a bad individual, if they've said something naughty out of turn. If it's going to be installed there, it's going to be installed here. They're already trying to do it in Hong Kong, which is why they're ripping down all the small...
Paul, what do you think banning you and I's name and a positive mention on Facebook? That's the social score. They're saying you'll only say their names in a negative connotation. That is beyond a cult. That is beyond the Branch Davidians, beyond Jim Jones, beyond Hale Bopp, beyond Heaven's Gate. I mean, this is a total takeover.
Well, there's a meme, and it's like somebody taking a shower and Mark Zuckerberg's looking in the window, and it says something like, watch out, Zuck's watching. And that's what it's all about. It's not just your behavior. You can shut up, you can self-censor, but if you like a Facebook post or a tweet by somebody else, or even follow them, now you're in the same league as them. They've had entire matrixes mapped out, Alex, where people who have talked to other people on YouTube are part of this radicalization web. It's all being pushed by the NGO.
Oh, I got an article here. We'll do five more minutes when we come back. Leftist study calls for banning smart clusters, small clusters, of right-wing thought criminals to avoid inflaming the entire hive. And when I read Senate hearings about banning conservatives yesterday on air, they said anyone that stirs anybody up in any way, I mean, this is incredible. Anyone that foments dissent, what the hell do you think the First Amendment's about? When you don't like, say, slavery, it was the abolitionists that fomented dissent. Martin Luther King didn't like black people not being able to ride at the front of the bus. He fomented dissent. That's the whole point of America. What are solutions, Paul? We're going to break. We'll come back and give you the floor for 5 minutes. What are the solutions?
Solutions are for the Trump administration to pass some kind of digital bill of rights, to roll back the power that these big tech companies have, to remove their immunity under Section 230 of the Communications Act. None of it's happened. They promised it for months. Instead, they're literally working with them, and Ivanka is pushing this red flag law, which is basically the social credit score as well. So they're going in the opposite direction. So the solutions that were possibly there are quickly disappearing, Alex, because apparently Trump administration doesn't want to listen, doesn't find it important that their primary supporters, the people who got them elected, are all being silenced and muffled out of existence.
Back in 60 seconds to conclude with Paul Watson about what we need to do about Trump. Is impeachment in order? Is impeachment in order? I'm serious.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there was a big study came out yesterday where eating fast food over a long period of time can make you go blind. There are cases of it where people have done this as a test and gone blind within 1 year. I wonder if President Trump's gone blind. Because reportedly he eats fast food 3-4 times a day, loves cake, loves ice cream. Hey, wonderful. The truth is, though, it's full of additives, full of crap, full of trans fats. There it is. Doctors say diet from fries and chips left teen fussy eater blind from malnutrition. But another big study came out yesterday mirroring that. I'm not being sarcastic here. Trump guzzles 10 Diet Cokes a day. Now, Diet Coke breaks down at 87 degrees to what alcohol? Well, your temperature in your body is 98. Was it 98.8 or 98.6? I forget. What alcohol is very addicting. It's very toxic. It's a neurotoxin, an excitotoxin, a toxin that gets you high. Trump's gobbling MSG. Trump's gobbling aspartame all day. You know, that makes monkeys go blind in studies. Should never have been approved. And, you know, he's there. He's got stamina. I like a lot of what he does. He's trying to make America great again. He's fighting the Chi-Coms. But what's the point of defeating the Chi-Coms if we just adopt the social credit score that China has? So if you just tuned in, drudgereport.com has the top link right there for everybody where the Washington Post, we'll put that on screen, please, where the Washington Post is coming out and saying, oh, Ivanka, and oh, Trump's top advisor, they've had all these meetings with him, and Trump's really excited about a social score with DARPA and Big Tech in a partnership founding HARPA with a bunch of psychiatrists that will watch everything you do and put it in a digital database. And if we decide your heart rate's too high or you're under stress, we'll take your guns or not let you buy guns. And that's out of the gates. They're saying, well, we have all these assistants listening to you. And so if they hear violence or family violence, and again, oh, sounds good. They put it in your house as a Trojan horse. Then they admit the government's using it. And that's the point I made yesterday. Congress and the Democrats are running big tech and having them in hearings, spying on people and saying, I want Paul Watson off the Internet. I want Alex Jones off the Internet. I want Matt Drudge off the Internet. I spent 2 hours yesterday showing you the articles, the congressional testimony, Rolling Stone admitting it. The government's running the censorship. So Trump is involved. And he's not ignorant, folks. I know he only uses pad and paper. I know that he dictates out the tweets, okay? I understand he's 73 years old, and I like the president. But you know what? I like freedom a lot more. And this is shameful, Paul. So I didn't say that for effect. You know, Ann Coulter's saying Trump's betrayed us every 5 minutes. No, they built a lot of border wall now. He can't get Congress to fund it. Most of the attacks are fake, okay? And I really care about Trump. But this is outrageous. And I don't have a bone to pick with Jared Kushner or with Ivanka Trump, but a lot of our top advisors, smart folks, and it's been in the news, which I don't just believe, but I see them themselves out with Google and Apple in face locks, you know, with Tim Cook, who says he supports Chinese censorship here in America. And so it seems like a
collapse into surveillance and so dangerous, the rollout of, yeah, we're listening to you, and government agencies with leftist psychiatrists and psychologists are going to be controlling everything you do. And then I go back to the founding of the internet plan that I'll cover once you're gone, next segment, and they admitted the plan. They're actually carrying out 1962 to 2019. How many years is that, folks? How many years is that? From 62, that's 38, and then you add 19 to that, 38 and 19, folks. 38 and 19. Think about that. They planned this whole thing out, and now it's happening. It's unbelievable. Paul, you've got the floor for the next 6 minutes. What do we do about Trump? How do we counter this? Because the vacuum of him doing nothing as his supporters and hundreds of millions of accounts following him and all of it being deleted and his own campaign ads aren't allowed to run on Facebook that say strong women and Mitch McConnell's blocked on Twitter and it's a reign of terror. They're promoting Antifa attacking Congress and saying kill more people, shoot more members of Congress, and we just sit here and take it. I've got to say, I guess Trump's playing a double game. And I guess he's going along with all this, Paul. Or he's had one too many Diet Cokes. What do you think?
I think one of the problems, Alex, is people get ingratiated within this kind of MAGA cult based around D.C. And, you know, they get to meet Trump a few times. They get the photograph. They get to hang out at some of the events. They get to go to the social media summit, out of which nothing happened. And they get in kind of this social scene, this MAGA cult, to the point where they refuse to hold Trump's feet to the fire on anything because they don't want to be kicked out of their little social circle and have their little access revoked. So it may not even be Trump's fault. It may be the people around him who are so,
a sycophantic network, fops.
Exactly. I mean, the fact is, there's been no social media executive order. More illegals were deported under Obama than Trump. The wall hasn't been built. And yeah, that's because of massive opposition that he's faced, and we still support Trump. But people need to be less cult-like, less obsequious towards him, question him more, hold his feet to the fire more. That can only be healthy for American freedom in the long run. And the big issue, Alex, is the algorithm. Robert Epstein has said over and over that algorithm changed by YouTube, by Google, will shift 12 million votes against Trump in the next election. So to treat this social media big tech issue as something on the bottom of the pile is ridiculous. It should be at the top of the agenda, but it doesn't seem like it is.
Well, Trump's going to lose in 2020 on this course. I told people, even before Ann Coulter, that I thought Trump would be the nominee and win. I could just smell it. I could see it. And the fact that he's bowing to the deep state and the technocracy because of the architecture of this thing that, again, is 100 times bigger than the Manhattan Project. This is the whole world government technocracy post-human system. This is it. And you've got top scientists, as you said, explaining that they can steal the election like that, and they say they will. Doesn't matter how many campaign stop Trumps does. If he doesn't get his ass in gear, we're all going to lose. And then they're going to have a purge against us, Paul. How many people are already in jail over in the UK for their speech? I mean, this is real authoritarianism. We're in the fight for our lives.
Oh, thousands of people are arrested in the UK every year for essentially mean tweets. But yeah, we need to hold his feet to the fire. There's been no social media executive order. And I think it is very much related to this bubble, whereby you have certain people around Trump, certain sycophantic big supporters of his, who know that they will be left alone. They will always be immune from the social media bans. So they don't want to, you know, dip their toe in the water for fear of getting bitten by the piranhas. So they stay completely silent about it, and this agenda never gets moved forward. Meanwhile, the algorithms, which Google have put into place, are literally going to steal millions of votes for him, and he's going to lose the election. The only saving grace is the paucity of quality candidates on the Democratic side running against him. But again, you shouldn't be counting on that, Alex.
Well, I'll tell you this about Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. If they think working with the Koch brothers and the establishment is going to get Trump reelected, they're fools. It was Trump being a maverick got him elected. And sure, they might have had some diplomatic victories or whatever. I don't care about all that. I care about the fundamentals of our freedoms and America being an example. And this draconian system of announcing, oh, all these smart devices are listening to you, they'll report if you might be violent, that just takes us beyond 1984, game over, checkmate, and it's from Trump? I mean, no one can put up with this crap, folks. The left wants to be able to use the devices to track you and set you up. And so everyone must get the, and I asked the folks to bring me this morning and they forgot because, again, they've just decimated our attention spans. I've got over there in my other office, I've got the satchels that are lead lined. Everyone, if you have one of these damn phones, these digital minders, these spies, you've got to put them in those with your keys, your wallet, because people are stealing your wallet stuff anyway, scanning them, the RFID chips. Everyone, all men should start carrying. We ought to come out with a design of a lead line when it goes on your side. So you use the phone you want when you're there, because even when location's off, they are still tracking you unless it's in a lead line case and the RF can't get to it. So there's a lot of things to mitigate this, even if we can't defeat it legislatively. Incredible job, Paul. And I've got a video coming out on this today. More articles at InfoWars.com. It's good to be here with you, and I'm glad you're there fighting. Thank you so much, Paul.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Incredible job, Paul Joseph Watson. But again, you need to put your phones inside lead line cases when you're not using them. They are evil.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Said that during his first term as president. And he got involved and fought hard and did all the things he did to get government off his back. When they wanted to make him king, he said, I don't want to be king. They wanted him to serve more than two terms. He said, no, creating that policy, that custom that presidents only serve two terms. The only guy that violated that was FDR. Why do I talk about that? Because these aren't cell phones. One function of these, this little iPhone made by slaves in China, one function of these is a microwave relay system you call a cell phone. But what it really is a system that knows your heart rate, your breathing rate, how fast you're traveling, where you're going, what you're doing. Even if you turn all those functions off, this is your digital demon. It's not a guardian angel. And absolutely, I promote things that I know are good for people. I promote things that I know folks need. I mean, I know there's glyphosate, and I know there's on average over 300 other chemicals in the water table, including radioactive isotopes. And then one of the top reasons we have cancer is drinking from the water table. Even if you go out in the middle of the desert where there's been no chemical runoff, most aquifers have high levels of radioactive isotopes. Just type that in. Aquifers, radioactive isotopes. Austin, water's radioactive. It's got more than, last time I checked, 10 types of isotope in it. Now, you think you'd want to filter that. Of course, I sell water filters that are the best rated for that. And then I, you better damn well believe, filter my water or drink bottles of filtered water from companies that have been around a long time who've been tested, who are known to have some of the best water out there. They're not a sponsor, but let me tell you, they've been getting water out of the Aquapana Springs in Tuscan, Italy, for thousands of years, and it's been tested, and it's sweet, delicious water. I also drink filtered water. But the point is, I don't want radioactive isotopes. I don't want glyphosates. I like to live. Now, next segment, and I'm glad we're still top linked on drudgereport.com, I'm going to, for the rest of the hour, walk through the total history, the admissions of what the Internet was designed to do in a program 100 times bigger, I think, conservatively, than the Manhattan Project, and I'll explain why. That's a conservative number, by the way. This is the future. This is everything. And you'd think people would want to know this. You think people would want to study this. I mean, why do you think I've been so successful? I'm not that important a person. I'm just a territorial Texan whose family brushed up against a lot of this in the military and in academia and other areas. So I grew up knowing all this, and I just thought everybody else knew all this. Again, my dad was 16 years old. With five other students at UT when he was a junior. He was out of high school, already at UT, and they were teaching him all of this eugenics, world government. And why were they working with all those young minds? Because they wanted, his professors would tell him, well, by the time you're 25, you're useless. We want those ideas. And, of course, others simultaneously developed the idea of information being a form of the energy and currency. But my dad wrote a paper that they snatched up and said, let's not let anybody see this, called InfoG, Information Energy. That'll sound some bells off in the system. But that's how all this works, okay? This is the future. This is it. And we're like savages, cavemen here, when the aliens land, basically. That's what Ray Kurzweil, and that's what all the globalists say is, you'll be like a bug. You'll be like a houseplant. You'll be lucky we don't kill you. What a nasty system. And they say it will be adopted. So they make the most addictive, evil systems they can, directly manipulating our dopamine. And then Sean Parker comes out and says, I was hired by Zuckerberg to make it as addictive as possible 15 years ago, and now it's 10 times worse, and I really feel guilty. Then he starts giggling and laughing. Just like Elon Musk said, oh, beware AI gods. Oh, don't take the brain chip. Oh, they want you to merge the machines. They're going to kill everybody. Suddenly his factories catch on fire. Soros is coming after him. His company almost goes belly up. And he's like, I'll put brain chips in you. Next year in the mall, world government resistance is futile. Because Elon Musk cares more about his money. Listen, you want to get brain chips and do all this, do it. But know who's doing it and know where it's leading and know it's about control. You're not going to be supermen. So I'll lay out the history when we come back. But speaking of funding ourselves, if you're going to have one of these digital surveillance minders, then you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have branded to our own systems, very inexpensive, lead-lined pockets. And depending on the cell phone, these have about a 98% resistance rate. The bigger packs we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and again, put it back on screen so I'll give the name of it. They can find it, InfoWars Privacy Pouches. We have these bigger ones, and this is what I like to use when I'm on a trip or traveling so they don't track me as easy. And believe me, they do. I mean, I've had folks break into my room, do physical stuff, and I don't try to make a big deal about it. I'm a man. But, I mean, when I travel, I definitely put the wireless equipment, any iPads, any phones in here. And this larger unit has around 100% block it rate. And you just put everything in there and you keep it like that. And we've got them that also have the satchels and have the straps on them. But just whatever you do, you need to understand, they're reporting on you, they're tracking you, they're listening to you at all times when they have the radio connection to it. It's recording and compressing packets that are more advanced level than blurping them back to the cell tower or through other wireless devices in your house that are slurping it up and then in many cases transferring it down power lines. That's right, information down power line. That's in place. And so I just suggest you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the tractor table pouch, D-Tracker pouch, and that's just something so you start thinking about how it tracks you. Because I'll go for a few weeks using this, then I'll forget and stop doing it. Why? I mean, they've got private eyes following me. They've got the New York Times, Washington Post following me. They've had people try to set me up to do things I won't say on air for a lot of reasons, obviously. But, I mean, I've had to have, you know, armed guards at my house. For real legitimate stuff. That's how I know that the Democrats of the deep state are using the Mexican Mafia, MS-13, Antifa. All these groups are real, folks. And they're already casing and targeting thousands of people's homes. These are very dangerous criminals, okay? So I'm just telling you, this is an example of what I'm talking about. Just to get you and your children or your wife or your husband thinking separately. I didn't even get to the other special, but I'll cover it at the end of the hour. It's the last few days to get DNA Force Plus at 50% off. Find out how amazing it is, what it does for your telomeres, cleaning out your cells. It's just amazing. With a free bottle of carnivore digestive enzyme. That stuff costs us $70 a bottle. It's the best digestive enzyme out there. Help absorb meat, flush your guts out. It's amazing. That's how you fund the operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I love watching Dave and I in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of Crush the Globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, guys. Dr. Donnie here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Next hour is going to be absolutely jam-packed. I'm just going to leave it at that. You'll definitely want to join us. Huge developments on China, on Iran, on Jesse Smollett. Lawyers say even if he did lie, police to blame. for taking seriously. I mean, that's a new Infowars.com Jamie White article. The arrogance of the left is just unbelievable. Ex-NFL star Larry Johnson sounds off on supposed effeminate agenda in two sports leagues. He'll be joining us on air. That is all coming up today. But let me now get to what I've been talking about the last hour and a half and what I've been building towards. There is no way for me to hype to you in a big enough way how huge this is. This is everything. This is where the $800 toilet seats and the $700 hammers in 1982, billions of dollars of it went. This is where the trillions that have been siphoned off in the last 50 plus years since 1962, when the official main mission of DARPA, the Defense Department's Advanced Research Laboratories, that Eisenhower in 1961 warned everybody about. He says in the speech, not just beware of the military-industrial complex. It's a 21-minute speech. Somebody slams the door, and he looks like he's about to be shot. Because it turns out he'd been briefed on this. That's been declassified. He said, beware the technological elite in control of all the major universities through Defense Department funding, creating a technological authoritarian elite in control of the military-industrial complex. And then he went on to say, beware the military-industrial complex. All you got to do is type in the text of Eisenhower's farewell address, or you can go to YouTube for now. Probably pulled down later is hateful, and you can watch the 21-minute speech on national television, black and white. Okay, and he lays out there is, he says, 90% of our funding isn't in private researchers or private inventors like it always was. Now it's under government control, and we have a technological elite that is very, very dangerous and has some really, really dangerous plans. You need to beware what they're doing. That's Eisenhower, the hero of World War II. That do control F technological elite or control F elite. And you will pull up where he says it in the transcript from history.com. Just type in control F and then the word elite, and that's a search term that'll give it to you. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen. Moving on from there. Document cam shot, please. We're gonna move only to that now, or I'm gonna get distracted. What we're about to cover here is the plan for you and your family. Now, I came and knocked on your door and I said, I've got a plan for, say, your wife. And you go, well, who are you? Well, I'm not going to tell you who I am, but I've got a plan for your wife. Well, how do you know my wife? Well, I'm not going to tell you. But I've been watching and listening to you for years, and let's just say I know all your secrets. Well, you'd if you're a red-blooded American, or a red-blooded human, you'd grab the guy around the neck and say, listen, I don't know who you are, but get off my property. And he says, no, I know what you had for breakfast this morning, and I know you took a dump at 7 a.m. I got it recorded right here. It's playing it to you. Now, there's Eisenhower. He said, we will become captive of a scientific technological elite. Worse than I told you. Captive. Captive. The President of the United States of America, World War I hero, Dwight D. Eisenhower, is looking at the people around the room like they're a bunch of traitors. He just said no to attacking U.S. military bases, movie theaters, and shopping malls to blame the Russians to start World War III a month before. Then he went into the agencies and found out what they were up to and found out they had plans to put people in tanks and put wires in their heads by 2025. And Eisenhower said, you're shutting all this down. That's come out. I just showed you him saying scientific technological elite holding America and the world captive. Now, why did Dwight D. Eisenhower get so freaked out? And he killed these programs. They didn't stop. Because, you know, he liked his grandkids. He liked playing golf. What's wrong with humanity? But if you can conquer humanity, and if you can take the family out of the equation and take decisions and take language and turn us into basically robots with wires in our heads, living in deprivation tanks, it's not the Matrix, folks. This is from government documents. Then you win. And next year, the brain chip implants will be at your local mall. Should I play the newscast again? It's 2020, folks. They're behind schedule, but not much. And I'm going to show you all that now. Because he had looked at the MIT program and the Stanford Research Institute, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, running this entire program with computers already linked up in batch processing so they could put hundreds of thousands of research scientists on jobs to develop and share breakthroughs quicker for a human-machine interface, a symbiosis and a merger. Now, I'm going to read this to you from DARPA.gov. Are you ready? Start your engines. Because you see Trump proposing DARPA and these groups with big tech to watch you and track you and not let you own guns. If you seem upset or they heard you say something in your house, here's Amazon admits listening to Alexa conversations, Why It Matters, Forbes. All the stuff I told you decades ago, Apple Siri's eavesdropping your conversations, records you having sex, documents what porn you watch, what kind of food your dog eats, Siri's recording everything you say. Apple Siri routinely records you having sex. Google's absolutely listening to your conversations, and it confirms that people don't trust big tech. See, Alex Jones first broke all this. He has to be off air. Amazon Alexa capturing audio of people having sex, sexual assaults, listening to users having sex, Daily Mail. So let's start getting into it. Then you have, the big tech investor comes out all over the news this week. Google and Amazon use smart speakers for surveillance, top tech investor says, and says the public should be told and it should be reversed. John Brothwick. Now let's talk about why they're doing this and then show you the plan from 62 that had already been set up. This little exhibit, you can write off to the State Department today. They'll send you the brochure. But here it is, blown up color for you. The United States Program for general and complete disarmament in a peaceful world. The general means all over, and the complete, which means total, disarmament in a peaceful world. You read this, first the general public will be disarmed, then the militaries will be disarmed, except for a global peacekeeper force, and everyone will be put back to an agrarian level except for the elites in the compact cities, and the police will even be disarmed. We'll tell you about, of course, really, then only the UN has the weapons, but they go further in this. They say, we've got to end humanity as we know it to stop war. You got to put wires in people's heads and put them in tanks. I'm going to show you that from DARPA when we come back. Stay with us.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website, angioprim.com.
If you owe money
reported to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I miss the bar where the Beach Boys would go. Dennis's last stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire, we couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had.
So Trump is like a similar crab that grew out of a shell and found somebody else's shell, some other dead animal's skeleton. He climbed into it. And I don't blame him. I don't think he has it out for America. He's not anti-human. But the technocracy's running rings around him. He's letting them steal 2020 from the American people. He's letting them censor the living hell out of us. And I don't see any good coming out of Jared and Ivanka when they keep meeting with Tim Cook. Just Trump saying, hey, Tim Cook's a great guy. Tim Cook's got some great ideas. I guess we don't need to put sanctions on the Chinese and iPhones. And then, oh, we're going to use DARPA that created the internet for a reason we're about to show you. Have psychiatrists working with big tech to record everything, including your audio and video in your house, over all the smart so-called features to create a psychological profile on you and take your guns. That's in the Washington Post today. Notice Trump hasn't tweeted and said it's wrong, because I went and spent hours this morning looking it up. Ivanka shot her mouth off. Trump's good buddy is the one pushing it. The front group, oh, it came from the grassroots. My wife died of pancreatic cancer, so you've got to let me listen to you over all the assistance in your house and take your guns, or you're against my wife. So let's get into it right now. And then this next hour, California, San Francisco declares NRA domestic terrorist organization. Kelly McBreen, Infowars.com. Now, we can't declare Antifa a terrorist group, but we can declare the NRA one. Let's continue. So here is the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, public law. State Department document 7277. You might want to go read this. And it's a plan to take everybody's guns and get rid of masculinity because that's what causes war. This is a post-human world, just like NBC News told us last week. Cyborgs will replace humans, remake the world, it'll save the earth, and that humans will disappear within our own lifetimes entirely. So they're telling you. Sounds radical when I say it myself, and I just show you them saying it and teaching you to hate yourself. And got articles here, you know, Swedish government professors say we've got to eat humans and be cannibals to save the earth, eat bugs. Swedish behavioral scientists suggest eating humans to save the planet. That's all coming up. Washington State legalizes using humans for compost. Next is the law. You've got to be composted. It's all about dehumanizing it. But I digress. Let's continue. So this is the plan in the 50s given to the technocrats to create a docile, dumbed-down system. Well, first of all, break up the family. Don't have women care about children. Don't have women have children. Have men not care. Have them have arrested development, never be men. That's the plan. Now, let's get into what they developed and what was adopted. Just like two scientists won in 1992 a Nobel Science Prize for a plan to spray aluminum dioxide, barium salts in the upper atmosphere to, quote, protect from global warming. It was adopted to global policy 2 years later, and that's all declassified now that indeed they're adding it to the jet fuel. It's being aerosolized to create nuclei, and they've had C-SPAN symposiums with the CIA admitting it, but I'm still the kook for telling you. Just like fluoride lowers your IQ and gives you cancer. But it doesn't matter. I'm still the bad guy. Just like Epstein has an island and cloning facilities and child breeding facilities. I mean, I told you he was heading up the Institute for the Rockefellers that does that. Of course he does that. How did you know that? That's what those people do. They create genetic clones so they can harvest them later. And the people never even know who they are growing up in the regular life. Then people come by, put them in the van, and take them away. David Rockefeller had 7 heart transplants. Word is 2 of them were from clones. You're not in Kansas anymore, boys and girls. Okay, let's get, I'm putting out some classified info right there. So let's continue. MIT and the Galactic Network. This is from encyclopedia.com. And it says, the concept of the Galactic Network was created by J.C.R. Licklider, a Massachusetts Institute of Technology researcher and professor. Licklider's vision of the Galactic Network, a network of computers that allows users to gather data and access programs anywhere in the world, was detailed in a series of memos. The first, man-computer symbiosis, that means merger, was written in 1960 and detailed Licklider's thoughts on the development of the interaction between humans and computers. I've read the paper. Is to control and track the population and merges with machines. The second memo, online man online. You heard these terms before. He made them. Online man-computer communication. It was published 2 years later and took the Galactic Network idea further, promoting the concept of social interaction through the networking of computers. In 68, Licklider co-authored The Computers as a Communication Device with research. Robert Taylor goes on. And it goes on to break down how in 62, he became the head of ARPA, information processing, to put this into function, and already had it hooked up to universities all over the country. And it just goes through all of it. Information flow through large communication nets. The TX MIT computer and the Q32 computer linked up again between Stanford and MIT, like I told you earlier. And it's all right here. The Federation of Scientists in 2000 classified a document off his research where one model was, again, we would live in tanks. This is in my book, Descent into Tyranny. They reclassified it later. But still the document's out there. where you would be born into a tank and have wires in you and your heat would power the machine. There'd be no more war because you live in a virtual reality. I'm not kidding. See, again, none of this is fiction. They're theorizing it. His foresight, he predicted millions of people would be using Galactic Network by 2000 in research efforts by MIT. Education institutions paved the way for the development of the ARPANET and eventually the Internet. And then it goes on about the intergalactic network and social media. And again, what did Eisenhower call the real plan? He called it that we would become captives of the scientific elite. There's no intergalactic network, Wikipedia. Go read about it for yourself. So that's where all this comes from. And it would be psychiatrists and technocrats over it. And then they would track you with these handheld computers that were either wireless or interfaced with terminals. And they even had PBS shows on this in the 80s promoting it at that time. And then it would track everything you were doing and track how the stimulus and propaganda on the national news was affecting you to be able to dial it back or dial it forward and manipulate. Then, of course, they set up the whole NSA system that was already in place to keyword create transcripts that were searchable by the 70s and 80s. Then they got the miniaturization of data by the 90s, able to record everything. And then they needed to get people to accept it. So they came out with social media where you opt in to being watched, listened to, tracked, and manipulated with systems that addict you and control you. And that's all over the news that social media admits their main mission is to make you as addicted to their systems and to not be interfaced with your fellow humans and friends and then to isolate you towards absorption into the larger system. Once you get so depressed, they'll then offer you the brain chip or the interface that Musk is pushing so that you will be enlightened and then transcend to the super cyborg level, which is really a digital grave. You'll lose your body. You'll physically die. But then it'll be your perfect voice, perfect avatars. People won't know that it's an AI that's taken on your likeness in a giant con game. You'll be dead. Continuing. And it goes on to all of this. Remember then, 2002, Total Information Awareness Network. That said, everything you do will be tracked, every word you say recorded, will be put into a giant digital system at DARPA, used to control and track your entire life. And if you don't behave yourself, all these systems will be turned off, and you will not be able to buy or sell as social control. Oh, I wonder where the Chinese got the idea. The globals built it for them. Again, Information Awareness Office. You need to go research all of this. And then they got everybody to opt in because it was illegal for the NSA to publicly do all of this. So, meanwhile, the very same big pharma that's involved in all this announcement that Trump's pushing, that Ivanka Trump's pushing, makes you more depressed, makes you commit suicide, pushes deadly drugs on you that make you commit suicide, make you kill people. And then there's more depression, more cancer, more suicide. And as that happens, it's the more of the excuse, oh, we better listen and watch everyone because they're all committing suicide and becoming depressed because the electromagnetic radiation, the programming, the isolation, not being out in nature, all of it makes you like an elephant that wants to commit suicide in the zoo, waddling back and forth and banging its head into the bars, trying to kill itself. They know how to put a mammal into this position, and they're putting you, your children, your family into a suicidal position. We'll come back and hit more of this on the other side. Please don't forget, without your funding, we're destroyed. You look at what DrudgeReport.com's done, having this top link. That takes amazing courage to do something like that. Have you shared the link at DrudgeReport.com about the plan for you and your family? Are you going to fight back? Are you going to be a participant in your future? And remember, InfoWarsStore.com for t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements. Without your funding, we'll be defeated. With your support, we're all unstoppable together.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.